FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Sorry, Maddie.
Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos. We got love.
Once again, there's only two of us.
just Creevo and I.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying my best on the buttons over here.
You're doing good.
I'd rate myself a 6, I reckon.
You're doing better than a 6.
A lot of room for improvement.
You're like a 9. You forget to press the mics on. That's only one.
That's kind of the most important one. That's a small deal, but hey.
No, you're doing well. Maddie's not allowed to come back to work because he needs to get a letter from his doctor saying it's all good. You don't have COVID-19. So, it's one of those paperwork things.
It's like a procedural thing. But according to him, the results are all good. So.
Yeah. Which is great. Maddie doesn't have COVID.
Yeah,
yay!
He wasn't that one mysterious case in all of New South Wales, which we were sure it was.
But you know what? I'm worried I'm going to catch something because this morning I was getting ready in the bathroom and I love my fragrance and I reached over and I picked up my beautiful bottle of Britney Spears Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, that's your classic since you were, 16?
Yeah, it's amazing. You can't beat it, honestly. And when I went to go put it back, I have it sitting on top of the toilet, just where the button flusher is.
Oh, yes.
I dropped it in the toilet bowl.
Oh, you've got COVID.
I dropped it in the toilet. Luckily, I flushed beforehand.
Oh, that's all right.
Thank God.
Break, though, the glass?
It didn't actually break. It was perfect, thank goodness. Solid bottle. So, ladies,
I'd do. I reckon you should hit him up and say, "I've dropped mine in the toilet. Can I have a new one?" I reckon you might do all right. A little social media thing. It's cheap now. Oh, really? What's
it's
a bottle
so
worth?
So cheap. You can pick it up on sale, 100 mil for $49.
No wonder you like it.
Yeah, it's
the cheapest perfume
cheap,
out there.
Yeah, but it's amazing. If you love Calvin Klein's Euphoria, it's just as good. It's an oriental. I used to sell fragrance.
That's right. You know all the different types and the terms.
Yep. The fragrance notes.
Fragrance expert, Jade. Next, though, we are going to get the latest everything re-COVID-19 with Hamish right after Lord Royals here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Creevo. Maddie's still away with COVID testing.
But we're going to get the latest with Hamish now.
You will.
I wasn't sure if we had an opener there or not for you again, Hamish. It threw me.
Look, that's good enough as an opener for me.
Yeah, we'll give it to you
dulcet tones.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you,
right.
Well, look, let's start off with this new report that's come out. We all know that the shutdown is having a big effect on the Australian economy, but we're just getting an idea of just how bad it is. This KPMG research has found that some of the industries that have been hit hardest could take them up to 2 years to actually get back to where they were pre-December. Specifically, hospitality, accommodation, retail as well, and air travel may not recover until at least June 2022.
What?
Yeah, quite a prediction, though, isn't it?
Retail was in a bad shape in the first
already,
before
yeah.
it. Generally speaking, whether or not people will want to go out to the shops when the restrictions are eased. So I think they may actually see a bit of an uptick. But, I don't know when that's going to happen, though.
Oh, 100% people are going to be going out. I've predicted. This is my prediction.
All right, Professor Jade.
Yep. So I went to the shops on Saturday, right? I was shopping to get Mother's Day present like everyone else. It was havoc there. Like, it was insane. And I've steadily been, noticing because, I've been going out and getting, dinner for each night and whatnot, and it is slowly getting busier and busier, and as soon as people get the green light, it's going to be like Christmas in June or July.
Christmas in July?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a new concept.
I know, but that is legit what it's going to be like. People aren't going to, everyone's sick and tired of being cooped up like a chicken.
Yeah. At the moment, the way I liken it is, when somebody in a room's done a fart?
Yeah.
And everyone knows it. And then after 5 minutes, everyone will just still somehow managed, they just like have a little sniff, like has the problem gone away? And everyone is like poking their heads out of their little snake holes at the moment, like looking around going, is it safe? That's sort of the vibe you get when you're around town at the moment.
I love your analogy. That's fantastic. I think Scott Morrison needs to come up with that one now. He needs to borrow it. Speaking of getting tested as well too, like Macquarie, residents have access to another COVID-19 testing clinic. There's the Laverty Pathology. It's opening up in Argentine. It's open between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. weekdays, and also on weekends, Saturdays specifically. And you also don't need to get an appointment. You don't need to make a book an appointment. You do need to get a referral from your GP. And speaking of which, and we mentioned this in the just in the news before, health officials urging us to get a flu shot as soon as possible. The actual technical flu season starts next month, but I, speaking from personal experience, it's a bit of a scratch around to find someone who's actually doing your flu injections. Yeah. The stocks are pretty low, and you also need to book several days in advance.
My mum and my sister, like, in all fairness, they do live in Queensland, but they've been finding it really difficult to get flu shots up there. Like, my sister, she works in the aged care business, and she needs to get one, and a lot of doctors have actually said no.
Yeah.
Like, they're saving them for purely, like, the elderly and people who really need it.
Yeah, I tried, like, 2 months ago when this whole thing started, and they're like, nah.
Yep.
It was just a chemist. They had a sign out the front, and they said, we're giving flu shots.
Really?
So, yeah, okay. And then they turned me down.
Oh. Look, did they give you a reason why, though?
No, they just said no.
That's weird.
I know. It's bizarre. It's like, oh, no, we're not doing any at the moment. I'm like, why do you have a sign at the front? And the lady just, like, looked at me
what
really
side?
Blankly. She, like, kicked it over with her leg.
Oh, no.
How strange.
It's been an issue for a little while.
It has. I mean, I found one. It was in Charlestown, and I've got a booking later this week, but it did take a while to find one.
Yeah,
it really did.
So Hamish.
You'll have to spill your sauce after the show.
Yeah, tell us where it is, hey?
Where are you getting the goods?
Get my stash.
Where are you getting the good stuff?
You taking bribes?
No, but I suspect they will be pretty soon.
Yeah, I reckon, right?
In demand.
The old black market flu shot. I'm going to say don't get that. Right now, right here. What's in Jade's box up next?
Yes. Jade. Okay. Now, 131009, if you want to guess what is in my box and you really want to get it right, because we have a delicious Hunter Bell box worth $75 up for grabs. It is packed. Natural yogurt, tasty block of cheese. There's halloumi, feta or cottage cheese. Like, it is delicious. And all you have to guess is what is in it. Here we go. First clue.
All right. First clue. Soft and fluffy at one end and hard at the other.
There you go.
131009. What have we slipped inside Jade's box this morning for your chance to win that Hunter Bell box?
UFM. What's in Jade's box?
Oh, and the prize is awesome today. It's one of these incredible VIP Bell boxes worth $75 from Hunter Bell Dairy Company. You get cheeses, yogurts, the delicious handmade Jersey butter, and the milks as well, all delivered to your door.
I would love that.
Right? I want to get my hands on these.
Yeah.
If you want to order one now from just $45, hunterbelldairy.com for all the details.
And we're going to Karen this morning. Howdy.
Good morning.
You're up nice and early.
Why not? It's a lovely day.
Yeah.
It's set to be.
It is. It was very chilly waking up this morning. Have you physically managed to get out of bed, or are you snuggled in your covers still?
No, I'm actually out of bed.
Up and about, Karen.
Yeah, ready for a great day.
Waking the kids up, getting ready for a day of fun at home, learning.
I'll let them wake up when they're ready, because then it's easier for me and it's quieter.
They're probably thinking, Mum, I want you to be my teacher all the time.
Yeah, that's a good deal, not having to get up early for, you know, get on the school bus and all that.
I love your nervous laugh there, Karen. You're like, no.
Yeah, that's about it. It's great not having the schedule, but then you've got the whole day to fill in. Yeah.
So true.
No schedule, but you're the schedule.
That's it.
Well, Karen, 131009, what is in my box this morning?
Oh, I'm hoping it's A simple pen that you click on the end.
Oh, no.
It's not, but you know what, Karen? I would like to give you another shot. We'll give you another clue.
Oh, yeah, one more clue. All right.
Okay.
So we had it's fluffy on one end and it's hard on the others.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are using these
at
the moment to renovate.
To renovate?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I can't give it to you then.
A duster.
No. Sorry about that. It was a paintbrush.
Oh, I tried. Oh,
thanks for hanging out with us, Karen.
No, I wouldn't have got that.
Happy homeschooling. Have a great day.
Have a great
day, guys.
Bye. Cheers, Karen.
Oh, I really wanted to give that away.
I know. What do you do, though?
Well, if you want to win, you've got to keep listening to the show. But, Crevo, after this, something I never, ever, ever, ever thought I'd be saying. But there's a mortician who has been asked to mould the genital area of a dead corpse for
is that legal?
The wife.
Oh, I see, like within someone's family member, if you will.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, we'll be tiptoeing around that story right after the news here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
Ah.
The Novos.
The Novos. It almost sounded like you're having an orgasm then, Crevo.
Well, I see. Wasn't that extreme?
Yes, it was.
just a bit of new, what we call imaging in the business, which is that little song bit that we play before we talk.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to end after. It had a little pause in the middle, which is a bit of fun.
It threw you.
Yeah, it did.
But this morning, guys, our funeral director and mortician, Mr. Martina, he has been asked by this widow to basically mould her husband's bits, his privates,
the
genital area.
This totally fascinates me in like a, is that what's really going on the other side of the road kind of way?
You know? Bizarre request, right?
Yeah, really weird.
We're going to dive into it and find out why she wants this, but it really blew my mind.
I can't wait to hear about this. Do it after the Jonas Brothers. You're waking up with the Novos. 105.3 New FM. Good morning. The Joe Bros. 105.3 New FM. You're waking up with the Novos, and it is time to talk funerals. Of a different sort,
woo-hoo!
I'm guessing, by that rapid transition. What's going on, Jade?
Alrighty, so Mr. Martina, he's a funeral director. And basically, this young gentleman that had passed away in his 50s, so he's pretty young still.
Yeah.
He got brought in. The widow came to identify the body, and she broke down in tears,
he said, of course.
And asked if it was possible to have his genital area plastered. She wanted a mold of it so she could hang it on the wall in the lounge room.
Look, some people hang a Picasso.
Some people hang their ex-husband's bits on the wall.
Yeah, wow, yeah. I don't know, that's a little bit concerning in a lot of ways, and it makes you wonder, like, what possible use that's going to have, or is it really that pleasing to the eye?
So basically he was saying he was shocked at the request, but he did his best to maintain a professional face, and he composed himself, and he answered her, and he said, "Ma'am, I know of a company that does the casting for pregnant bellies. I can ask them if they can do this for us." And sure enough, this company agreed and the casting went ahead. Yeah. So apparently this is a thing. People do it. Wow. It's a joke between her and her husband that they made this pact that if one of them died, he would have gotten her genital area plastered and
well,
put on the wall.
Well, there you go.
This just blew my mind because I went into this wormhole after this.
Yeah, just information.
In your face, basically, article. Turns out, I was thinking, I wonder how popular getting your bits plastered is. There is a calling for it, even for celebrities in particular, because they actually get their genitals, well, plastered to be made into dildos for the sex industry. So apparently they can make a packet of money. Nicki Minaj, her ex-boyfriend, because obviously she had that huge song Anaconda.
It's rumored that
it was written about him. Safari, I believe his name, Safari Samuels, he has a whole dildo range, basically, what? And he got paid over $1 million for it.
Well, you probably would for $1 million, wouldn't you?
Would you?
I probably would.
Really?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You reckon Emmy, your partner, would be like, no.
Oh, I don't know. For $1 million, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. So, Justin Bieber, though, he's turned down the coin. He's been asked.
He would have been offered more than $1 million, surely.
No, well, they're saying it was a region of $1 million to have his bits turned into a sex toy. Cloner Willy. That's the company that
great name
that offered him the price for that. The only other person I found, Jimi Hendrix, has actually had his molded back in the day. I think it was like in the 1968.
Yeah, right.
This woman who's actually known for doing it for the celebrities, Cynthia Plastercaster.
If that's her real last name, what an amazing streak of fate.
Yeah, and I'm just going to show Crevo a picture of
Cynthia Plastercaster.
That's her name.
The old Plastercaster.
She's a groupie of celebrities and rock star bands. So she actually poses.
Next to them.
Next to the plaster molds of rock stars. Bits.
They're sort of at half mast, aren't they?
It's almost, you know, when you kiss a puppy and you squeeze your face next to theirs.
That's
what
sort of
she's doing.
The vibe of the photos she's gone for. What a unique and unusual individual. Hey, yes. There's a business for everything, and if they're paying $1 million, they're making 10 times that.
Well, hey, I'm sure there's an opportunity for it here in Newcastle.
If you're unemployed due to COVID, who knows? You could make a dollar. More of the Novos in just a minute. We'll get into what's the goss right after this here at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. New FM. The Novos. What's the goss?
All right, so Billie Eilish has had to get a restraining order against an obsessed fan who's been showing it up at her house, right? Now, she still lives with her parents.
Yep.
So she doesn't, like, some really have to answer the door, so to speak.
Often
it's like, send dad out. But this guy is turned up 7 times in the past week.
That's creepy.
Isn't that? And then it got weirder because one of the last times that he showed up, the dad obviously calls security, and this guy just basically waiting out security sits down on the front porch and pulls out a book and starts reading it.
That's creepy.
What a weird dude.
I wouldn't be staying there 7 times in 1 week. I'd be like, Mum, I'm going to a hotel.
You think that, but then you're like, you know what? What feels safer this time with all that's going on? A hotel where randoms really can just come in the front door.
No, not like a fancy 6-7-star hotel.
I guess so.
They've got, like, you know.
You'd hope they'd have more security, but if you've got your own security, why aren't they at the door? That's
what
I want.
Maybe she doesn't have any.
Yeah, well, I think it might be time for her to get some organised because apparently, this guy keeps showing up and they've got, you know, those ring doorbells?
Yeah,
the ones where you got like the camera or whatever.
They've got one of those.
Yeah, got that set up, but still, this guy just keeps showing up. They got a temporary restraining order, but they need like more evidence to get it like installed fully or something. I don't know. It's
that's dangerous. That's not enough.
So.
Because, you know, like, honestly, to someone like that in that mental state where they're stalking someone that much, it's just a piece of paper.
That's right. It means nothing to them.
Exactly. So that's concerning.
Anyway, fingers crossed he's able to stay safe. They've obviously had to, you know, ramp up security at their place. But, God, the poor Eilish family, because they all live there. Mum, the dad, the brother.
Wow.
They all just didn't let the family
home.
Well,
they're at risk too.
Well, that's right, because this random people just showing up at the door.
I think it's getting a point where they need to, because actually in their family home, like she grew up in that house, I think they need to move.
Well,
like,
possibly.
Go to a mansion. Live it up. Be like, come
on. Like the home that you live in,
I'd be
Jade.
Like, come on, darling. Let's cash in that couple mil you got and
let's buy a mansion.
LA.
Yeah, it's time. We'll go to your news next here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos. Good morning.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. Oh, and Happy Mobile Cafe have pulled up their black van outside. Oh. They're brewing our coffees now.
I love seeing the van in the security camera in our studio.
Yeah, like, oh, the coffee's here. Oh,
there it is. There's Carl and Benny. I wave to them.
But they can't see
you,
Jade.
They can't see me. I know, it's sad.
They don't have their security cameras in here yet.
Yeah. Well, honestly, get onto the Happy Mobile Cafe. If you ever see them, like, around town.
Yeah.
Wave them down.
Get a coffee, or if you need them for your workplace, job site, etc., they're the boys to get.
But Carl and Benny. I love swallowing coffee by the gulps, Crevo.
Mm.
But I don't know how I feel about this.
You don't know how you feel about this.
Mm-hmm. There's a mother who believes that drinking smoothies with a shot of sperm in it have helped to boost her immune system and is helping to prevent coronavirus.
I'm going to tell you right now, she wrong.
Well,
yeah, no, that's wrong, sorry.
Yep.
let's not put out some false things
here. It's cringing, isn't it, Hamish?
Yeah. Makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, imagine that. Like, hey, honey, can you please jizz in this for my smoothie this morning?
That's no good.
Every morning, wow. Hey, he'd probably be stoked. Or he might get a bit tired if she's not helping him out.
Weirded out by it would be my vibe.
But she is swearing by this cure.
Mm.
Absolutely. She's like, have a shot of sperm in the morning.
It's
you'll
wrong.
Be right. So on 131009, we're taking your calls this morning. Do you, or maybe a friend or a family member, have a cure that you swear by? Like, is there something that you do?
Because no one else is going to have that. That's crazy.
No, but like, it doesn't have to be crazy. The good old Vicks on the bottom of the feet. I've never done this. You apparently put Vicks on the bottom of your feet, you put socks on, and you're meant to feel better. If you swear by that as a cure, 131009. We're doing it after this.
All right. After Vance Choi, Riptide. It's New FM. Good morning. Vance Joy, Riptide, The Novos, 105.3 New FM, Jade, I'm going to say it, call it out, disgusting
gross.
Cure.
Gross.
And not cure. I'm also saying that as a man of science.
Yes. Apologise if you're eating breakfast right now, because there's this mother that's come out saying that when she drinks her smoothies in the morning, she's putting a shot of sperm in it from her husband. She said it's great for her immune system and it's helping prevent coronavirus.
Wrong. Wrong.
She's not a doctor. She's just a personal
lady.
Trainer. She's just a mum doing her thing. But hey, if it's working for her, I say go for it, darling. Mm. But we're taking your calls this morning on 131009. What cure do you swear by? Good morning, Cherie.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, welcome to the show. So, what do you swear by?
Well, my grandfather actually wore by this, like, many, many years. He would have an orange a day, but he would also eat a piece of the skin, and he swore that it would keep a cold or a flu away, and he never got sick.
Well, that's quite interesting. Skin, though, a little bit bitter.
No. Oh, yeah, it makes you quiver just thinking of it.
So, hang on, Tree, when you're saying skin, is he getting a knife and hacking off a little bit of the dead skin off his heel?
No, the skin of the orange, Jade.
Oh, I thought he was eating his actual skin. I'm thinking we're all very casual about this.
That is funny you say that, because he used to do the Vicks thing on the bottom of the feet too.
Oh, wow. So he's a man of all this. So he does the Vicks on the feet, he's eating orange today, and he's eating the skin.
Yeah, no. And like I said, I don't remember him ever getting sick. And every time he peeled his orange, he would always nibble on a bit of the skin.
Oh.
You know what? At least, like, in an orange, there's a lot of vitamin C, so you're probably closer to some sort of accuracy than anything else we've heard this morning.
Well, I don't know, Cherie and Creva, if you know this, but did you know your body doesn't actually produce vitamin C?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's
no,
why.
I didn't know that either.
Yep, that's why you need to eat it.
Yeah, well, it's in a lot of foods. One of the best ones to get it, capsicum. Like per kilo, it's tons.
Strawberries have more vitamin C than an orange too.
Do they really?
Yep. But the thing is, like, with capsicum, you don't eat the weight of an orange in capsicum. That'd be like 5 capsicums. So, after all, it ends up having, like, oranges better.
That's awesome. Well, Sheree, hey, thanks so much for calling the show. And you know what? For calling and telling us the cure.
An orange a day.
An orange a day.
And not skin.
We're going to give you this VIP bell box worth $75 from Hunter Bell Dairy Co.
Oh, wow, thank you.
You're welcome. Just hold the line and I'll get your details in a sec. But it is definitely worth winning this morning.
I know, it's so good. You get the delicious cheeses, halloumi feta, cottage cheese, natural yogurt, all delivered to your door. From one food story, to another, this group of guys over in the States, they're in a state where they're in lockdown.
Yeah.
In California. And they really, really wanted some Subway. You know, the Subway sandwiches?
Yeah, Subway, eat fresh.
They've gone to some very extreme measures to get their hands on basically the sandwiches. And it's terrible actions, can't condone it, but we'll get into how these guys have got their hands on the Subway right after this here at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake
up. TLC, No Scrubs, you're waking up with the Novos. An amazing story I've come across here this morning. Over in California, at the moment they've got this like stay-at-home order.
Yeah.
So obviously people are being urged to stay in their house or like demanded basically to do that. Of course, being America, they have protesters who are out and about.
Of course they do.
Saying, we want to be able to not stay at home. We're Americans. You know, that sort of gear. This group of anti-lockdown protesters were out and about and they went in to go get some lunch at a Subway. Now, being American, like, freedom protesters, essentially, right, they all were carrying guns.
Oh, no.
Not only just regular guns, huge assault rifles. One of the gentlemen had 2 pistols strapped to his sides and a rocket launcher strapped around his neck, and they were all went into the Subway. Now, can you imagine if you're 16 years old, you've got a face full of pimples, you're a sandwich artist, and you're there to make a couple of subs a day, maybe take one home on the way home to eat on your bike or whatever, and these 11 huge guys come in, all strapping massive guns, including a rocket launcher.
That's insane. How is that even legal? Like, rocket launches?
It's crazy. It's all part... It is legal over there.
Yeah, I've got a photo there.
It's in California.
California.
In the northern parts of California.
Holy dooly, that is a legit rocket launcher.
And look at this other gun. Look at this one here. It's like a huge assault rifle that he's carrying.
Oh, my God. Not only the fear for that, kid,
you know, this 15-year-old pimply-faced kid is chucking a couple of jalapenos on.
Yeah, but imagine being the police officers that have to go and handle that protest. That's scary, right, man.
Very much so, because you just got a pistol and you're up against that.
Maybe some pepper spray and a taser.
Exactly,
and you're taking
if you're lucky.
On an assault rifle and a rocket launcher.
Like, it just seems unbelievable, but that's the sort of stuff that they're dealing with. And, you know, their anti-lockdown protests are getting very real. Like, you wouldn't want those people that step out with those kind of weapons are going to have, like, a certain energy about them, right? They're going to be quite amped up. They're very upset about the whole situation. And to have them walking around with that, like, you don't want to be confronting them, do you?
No way. I'd be like, I'm on lunch, boys.
Yeah, that's right.
See you later. I'll go get myself a coffee and a donut.
And you don't want to get their Subway order wrong either. Don't get the wrong cheese. Jesus.
Google that when you have the chance today.
The images are unbelievable. We'll get to your news in just a couple of minutes. You're waking up with the Novos. Good morning.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
All right, so Jade, I found this story yesterday, and it's basically about this guy who got himself stuck in some mud at work. And look, it's simple. He's basically saying, look, I was in a lot of trouble. I'm in a lot of pain from it.
Yeah.
And the best part about the story...
Is he a tradie?
No, sort of. He works at a graveyard, like digging the graves.
Wow.
So kind of an interesting job. But what's so... Like, the best part about this story is the comments section.
Okay.
Because he only got stuck up to his knees and he's claiming like it's affected his whole life. And the comments about this story are basically that he's ripping off the company, it's for compo, that sort of gear.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The comments section of a grave digger's dilemma in just minutes.
Getting stuck in some mud.
Get around it. We'll be talking about it in just a couple. After Halsey, you should be sad here at New FM. Good morning. You're waking up with the Novos, 105.3 New FM. And when you first read this headline, you think, oh, this is a big story. New Jersey cemetery employee trapped after grave collapses.
That would be frightening.
You'd think so, right? Huge team of people come, police, paramedics, like a kind of rescue team, only to find the 59-year-old employee was only up to his knees in mud.
So hold on a second. So he was standing on the grave taking measurements digging?
They were digging, right?
Okay.
So it got down a little bit and the grave collapsed partly.
Holy dooly.
And he was up to his knees. Now, a lot of people have been saying that he's in fact trying to milk this because he said he's had back and like neck pain and he's also like not been able to work, mental health issues, whole lot.
I believe that. I really do. Imagine frightening, falling knee deep into a grave.
He was already in there digging.
Yeah, I know, but it's still scary thinking, you know, like a demon or, you know, a dead person from the other side could just reach up and grab your foot because it's already buried underground.
Yeah. Anyway, the comments section from this article has been merciless, obviously. The first, I'll read some of the best. Someone called Navigator, who I'm not sure if that's their real name, has said, pinning him up to his knees and he couldn't get out? Why?
It would be hard. Have you ever been, you know, when you're at the beach and you're standing on the shoreline and the waves like crash over your feet a few times and you slowly start to sink? And then when you go to move your foot, the suction's really bad. Imagine being knee-deep like that.
Yeah, but...
Same situation.
Like, sand is a bit more sucky than a bit of soil, isn't it? Like that you've just dug?
For all we know, the soil was a bit wet and muddy, and that's why it collapsed.
Possible.
A flowing stream.
Somebody called I Think I Know You has said, something tells me this guy may not be their smartest employee.
Oh, what? Poor dude, he can't help that the ground collapsed underneath him.
Then some of the bad pun jokes started to come out. Sparky 0311 has said, needless to say, the guy nearly soiled himself. Back of the line, mate.
Bad dad. He's a dad. That's a dad joke. 100%.
He's got two kids and he takes them to the zoo on weekends.
And he's electrician.
Yeah, that's
right.
With
a name called Sparky.
Then somebody called Obzico has said, to come out alive from the grave, we have reached the resurrection. Hallelujah. and then somebody has said, he wasn't dead, mate, just to reply to that comment. Rackpoint then sums up perhaps my favourite comment saying, minor back and chest pain, that sounds like early retirement to me. Absolutely.
Well, it would.
Milk it for what you can get.
No. Imagine you would be in pain.
From getting a bit of soil on your knees?
Yeah.
Your job's a grave digger. Like, it's hard work.
Nah, I say, you know, he deserves early
all
retirement.
That he can get. Yeah.
Not many people want to dig graves for a living.
Well, that's that's probably true. I think it'd be fairly well paid, the old grave digger job.
But corona time. So after this, Crevo, we're going to sort of navigate our way around the world because it's interesting seeing how certain countries are handling COVID-19 and getting people to stay indoors.
So in Australia, we've been pretty good. People have just been sent a couple of fines here and there.
Here and there, but our police officers are just doing their daily duties in uniform.
That's right.
Some authorities are being asked to wear different things.
They're getting way more creative. We'll do it next here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
105.3 New FM. You're waking up with the Novos.
And we are now doing a little trip around the world briefly.
Are we now?
Missing a few destinations along the way. But we're starting off in the Philippines because the coronavirus, obviously, it's global. But particularly in the Philippines, villages, they're actually getting local officials to dress up as Star Wars characters to enforce strict quarantine measures.
What?
While also handing out relief packages. So they're basically dressing all the police and anyone like who wants to help, like youth workers and, you know, nurses who are off duty, like to go out and hand out these relief packages and tell people, stay at home, have this as a Star Wars character.
That's bizarre.
I thought that too, but I thought, what a great idea.
I guess, like, kids and stuff would, because there's a lot of great power in pester power. So, like, kids, if they see that and they hear, like, a message from them, stay home, they might say to their parents, like, oh, we should stay home. I got told by...
The Wookiee.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is a great idea. And parents often listen to that.
Yeah, it's true.
When, like, kids have a good point.
Like, you know how much Maddie loves Star Wars?
Yeah.
Imagine if Chewbacca came up to Maddie and said, stay at home, Maddie, and gave him a relief package of toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and a bottle of alcohol. He'd stay at home.
He definitely would.
He'd be like, oh, there's cigarettes in there too. Yep, cool.
Sweet.
Oh, I'm set.
I'm not leaving. Like,
you know, so it's really good. You head over to Singapore. They're actually using robo-dogs. So robo-dogs, they're these remote-controlled four-legged machines going around the parks over there telling people for your own safety and for those around you, please stand at least 1 meter apart, because they're allowed to exercise over in the park. So here in Australia, and yeah, they've got these robo dogs out there reminding people.
I think that would work on you. Because you listen to dogs more than you listen to people.
It's true. I am definitely have more sympathy for animals than humans.
Even a robot one would still win you over.
100%. I'd be like, oh, it's like that movie Wall-E. Have you ever seen it from Disney?
I've seen the previews.
That makes me cry. So, yes, that works for me. But over in India, seeing that you're more the intellectual, Crevo, I think if you are over there, this is the place where you'd be, you know, like, oh, yes, I'm going to stay at home, because they've got police officers riding on horses and mopeds over there getting around wearing a corona cell on their head. So it's basically a mask.
Right.
That looks like the coronavirus cell.
Oh,
so it's
like
that,
with those horns all poking out of it, sort of thing.
So when you're in a, like, it's like you're studying science at school and you see the cell, it's round and then it's got all these little suction caps.
Pointing off it,
you know, like plungers that you'd put in a toilet. They're honestly getting around.
Wearing corona uniforms.
Yes.
You know what? You've got me there, because I see something like that and I go, that's teaching science to kids. I endorse that message.
Yes, you do. So there you go.
Different. I think it's cool. Corona enforcement around the world. Very interesting.
Yep.
News time next with Hamish. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
New FM.
New FM.
Connecting you.
And we got right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
Novos. Sending out good vibes and thanking nurses for all that they do, as it is International Nurses Day today.
Yeah, this is a really special day. If you know, you see a nurse or you know a nurse today, make sure you say thank you. Give them a pat on the back.
Don't give them a pat on the back. That breaches social distancing.
Oh, well, you know what I mean.
Give them a wave, perhaps.
A metaphorical pat on the back.
Yeah,
air high five.
Yeah, just a thank you is awesome. Like, thanks for the work you do.
Yeah.
Happy International Nurses Day.
Yeah. My
legend.
My ex-stepdad. My second ex-stepdad. I had my mom's married three times.
Mm-hmm.
So my second stepdad, Stephen, great man, he actually is a nurse, still is. And I remember growing up and him, like, the shifts they pulled.
Oh, crazy.
Really hard. And, like, he worked in a cystic fibrosis unit.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, they take on an emotional toll as well. You know, it's hard sometimes not to get involved. Well, to get involved and get attached to patients when you're helping them, you're looking after them on a daily basis. And, you know, sometimes, like, if, you know, they did lose a patient, it was hard. So, yeah.
It's only natural to feel that way.
But it's easy for us to not think about that. You know, that's something they do go through. It's hard to lose anyone in life, but, you know, when you're caring and you're looking after someone, it's difficult. So, you know, big thank you, honestly, because I've seen it on the sidelines and you're just doing an amazing job.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for all the work that you do and happy International Nurses Day.
And some people say parents. Well, actually, I do know parents have a tough job being a parent. It's hard, especially, you know, disciplining them, knowing, you know, sometimes what to do in a certain situation. And one day after stealing a family's SUV, this little child, he's 5 years old, he wanted to go and buy a Lamborghini, okay? So he stole his parents' SUV to go buy this Lamborghini, even though he's 5 years old. He didn't have any money. And he actually got pulled over by the police.
Well, thank God he's five and he's driving.
And it's funny because the police at the time thought, you know, the person who was driving the car was having a medical episode. So luckily they pulled him over because the kid was swerving on the road and all sorts of wrong could have happened. But what I find really just blowing my mind is the fact that these parents, so they've said he's grounded, right? But this story's gone viral, and now someone's actually offered this kid a free ride in a Lamborghini.
Because that's the car he went off to buy.
To buy.
With his no money.
And I don't think the parents should accept it. I think, I know he's grounded.
He's just a five-year-old kid. Still, give him a go.
Five-year-old grounded. Like, what's he not have to do? The dishes for a week? I just think, you know, saying here's a joyride in the Lamborghini that you wanted to go buy. You did something very illegal and very wrong. Let's reward him.
Oh, it's a bit of fun. He's just having a laugh.
I disagree, but on 131009... taking your thoughts on this morning, should his parents have accepted the joyride or should he have been punished?
Okay.
Do you have an opinion on this? 131009 this morning.
Yeah, Team Jade, he should be punished. Team Crevo, he should get a joyride. Have a bit of fun. It's just a kid. He's five.
Nah.
Come on. The Blanco Brown now on the air, New FM. Good morning. Blanco Brown here on 105.3 New FM. You're waking up with the Novos and Jade, a bit of an interesting debate that's going on here.
Mm-hmm. So a five-year-old boy basically stole his parents' car to go and buy a Lamborghini. This is how it went down.
You know, troopers see strange stuff every day, and Trooper Rick Morgan was out watching for speeders when he saw a car driving so erratically and swerving in and out of traffic that he thought the driver was having a medical issue. Well, it turns out, when he stopped the car and got to the window, this is what he saw. A five-year-old boy somehow got a hold of his parents' keys and then took off. Now, what's remarkable here is that despite being barely able to see over the steering wheel, the boy made it all the way into the southbound lanes of Interstate 15.
Oh, my God. That's equivalent to our highways here in Australia. Like, that's insane that this five-year-old kid managed to get onto a highway.
Well, he's a pretty good driver by the sounds of it. Oh, a bit of swerving.
Bit of swerve. Can't see over the steering wheel.
Give this kid a job in NASCAR going forward, I reckon.
What the whole debate here, though, is the fact that he's now been given a free ride in a Lamborghini after an owner saw this story. And he said he's so impressed by this kid's determination, he deserves a joyride in his Lamborghini.
Yeah, he's a five-year-old kid.
No, Crevo. He broke the law. If he's doing this at 5 years old, imagine what he's going to be capable of when he's 18 years old. He's not going to care.
No, but here's my argument, right? If you say, no, this kid can't have it, he's going to hold resentment for that. And he's going to build up and he's going to be more upset and he's going to do even wilder things.
Nah.
If you just explain to him, look, it's the wrong thing to do, but, you know, you're very lucky someone has offered you a free ride in a Lambo.
I would have given him, not a chance, I would have given him spank. I would have, like, this is after I would have said to the police, hold him in the cell overnight.
Overnight? He's 5 years old, Jay.
He would have gotten a smack and then I would have gone down to the cemetery and I would have seen, you look, you could have been in this grave. This is what happens when you do the wrong
thing.
That's
too full on.
I don't care. It sounds full on. Yeah, maybe it is. But you know what? Sometimes you need to instill a little
overnight,
fear.
Overnight in jail, that's too much, Jade.
Nah, I disagree. I really disagree. But we put this poll on our Facebook page to get your thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay? 84% actually agree with me. He needs to be punished. He does not deserve this joyride. And only 16% believe that, yeah, let him have a joyride.
16%.
He's 5 years old.
16% of people know how to have fun. That's all I'll say from that.
Shame. Shame. Yeah. Well, hopefully he turns out to live his life on the right side of the law.
Yeah, this will be a one-time thing. He's a five-year-old kid. Relax. Next, though, we're doing a little bit of a recap on a very exciting event we're having here at New FM.
Yes.
Our drive-through wedding.
Yay!
Now, this has all come about because, of course, people were unable to have weddings in big groups.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got this business where he does drive-through weddings. You literally turn up in your car, Spotify playlist on, and you get married in the car without leaving it. This is awesome. We're going to get into the details in just a minute. You're waking up with the Novos on New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
You're waking up with the Novos, 105.3 New FM, and very exciting stuff because it's not too far away from our drive-through wedding.
Yes, this is happening and I'm pumped.
Now, of course, at the moment, your normal wedding can't really go ahead.
No.
So we have teamed up with, joined by Jeff. He's a marriage celebrant, DJ, MC, all the whole thing.
The whole kit and caboodle.
And he does these weddings where you just drive up in your car, you get married, and you drive away. It's as simple as that. You crank your favourite tunes on your car.
Yep.
We're going to Facebook live stream the whole event.
Yeah, so all your friends and family can watch, because I think the average wedding these days is about 60 people at a wedding.
That's right.
So that's a lot of people missing out. So we don't want that to happen.
Exactly. So this is going to be awesome. And, you know, it's going to be an event to remember as well, because it'll be live streamed on our Facebook page. Really, the whole of Newcastle gets to attend, if you will.
Well, that's true. It's open to all.
Exactly. Very exciting. So we've got some big updates coming up in the next little bit. We're going to meet our finalists and, you know, hear their stories about, you know, the weddings that were or the weddings that are going to be.
Yeah, because a lot of them got, like, cancelled their weddings well because of COVID-19. So it's going to be an emotional roller coaster, which I can't wait.
Now, the big twist for this, and we did announce it before we went away on holidays, the actual winner of this wedding is only going to find out that they're getting married on the day of the wedding.
Yeah.
So they'll be all ready and prepped.
Yep. They've all filled out their paperwork.
That's right.
They all have the chance and the possibility of winning.
And then on the day, one of them, one couple, one lucky couple is getting married. So it's very exciting and
you'd have
can't
to have
wait to get involved.
The makeup and the hair just are ready
organized.
To roll.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit tense, really. Very exciting stuff. And we'll get to your news next, but more on that wedding coming up in the next few days.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
So, Jade, a lot of people, of course, homeschooling at the moment, ongoing thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, the plan, sending them back one day a week and then gradually going back in. You still got ages of homeschooling.
Oh, I don't know. I feel sorry for all the parents out there. I don't know how they do it in general, let alone now having to teach their kids at home.
Yeah, it's a huge task. But I started thinking about it because it's still a fair way to go.
Mm.
And I've come up with some ideas that may make homeschooling a whole bunch better for you.
Really?
Yeah. I think these are absolute winners. So
hot tips for the parents.
Exactly.
With Crevo.
Get your pen and paper out. I'm going to blow your mind right after Shania Twain here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos, 105.3 New FM. It's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Maddie is still away with his COVID testing, awaiting final results.
Oh, he's clear.
He's clear.
We can put that out there.
He's just got to get the certification.
To prove that he's clear to management.
So he'd be allowed back in the building.
That's it, processes.
Exactly. We're all about processes in this business. Time to talk homeschooling, because a lot of parents are doing it. They've got to do it. It's going to be ages before your kids can back at school all the time, and you're not just still doing most of the heavy lifting, if you will. So I've come up with some tips and tricks on how to make your life better with homeschooling.
Okay. Now, and it's fair to say you're just a fur dadda. So yes, you've got a fur baby.
No
Molly,
idea actually about how this works. But if I had a kid, this is how I would roll it out.
Nice.
Right, so period one, we'd start with math. Right. Now, this is obviously a tough one for parents, you know, not wanting to really go through all the algebra and everything.
I have to say, you'd be quite good at anyway, because you've got a degree in finance.
Yeah, so I'd probably do all right in it. But what I'd do, and a job that I'm dreading, really, is my taxes for this year. What a pain. Just get your kids on that. They can do the 2019-2020 taxes. You've got a couple months. What is it, another month and a half?
Dodgy. That's all I hear. Alarm bells. Dodgy. Because you'll be like, kids, do the tax. And then they'll be writing off anything and everything. So you get this massive tax refund. And then you can...
Sounds good to me.
When the tax man comes a-knocking, you'll be like, it was the kids.
Yeah, it was that accountant over there. Why is he 8 years old? It's not my problem, sir. Next, we'd move on to design and technology. Now, this was a class I liked back in the day. Pretty funny.
Okay.
Bit of woodworking tools, that sort of thing. You also sometimes can do other bits of design or, you know, tech work. It's all basically getting you ready to do tradie work, right? Now, I've got a big pile of bricks in the backyard of my place that I need all the mortar cleaned off of. And I think that's a great use of design and technology. They can pull out, they can learn to use the pressure washer, they can learn to use a hammer and chisel, and we can get that big job sorted.
No. Your poor kids. See, it sounds like they're working in a prison in North Korea.
No, much
yes,
better.
Yes, it does. You're using slave labour, mate.
Then we'll move on to art, because that's a fun one. I reckon you would have liked art back in the day.
Yeah, I did like art.
Yeah?
It was fun. I was the token student that used to just throw the paint at the canvas. Colour. Yes.
Well, that wouldn't be flying at my art studio, because I've got a front fence that needs painting, and it's going to be in flat white.
Boring.
Dulux weather shield only.
No.
But they can learn to use a roller, a long brush, the whole thing.
You're going life skills.
Well, this is art. That's, you know, you learn to paint in a straight line, learn how to do the edges, drying times, all that stuff. We'll then move on to science. Now, kids do like to light a fire, don't they?
They do. Bunsen burners. They
amazing,
were a treat,
right?
In science.
Instead of the Bunsen burner, at my place you can light the charcoal of the Weber, and we can get that up and running, because we'll be then doing hospitality after that.
Barbecue lunch.
I'm thinking a brisket, slow cooked, maybe a little marinade, that sort of thing. And we'll wrap up the day with some PE, because who doesn't love PE at the end of the day, especially last period,
that was
right?
one of my favourite subjects.
Brilliant. They can do the weeding at the back gardens, getting out of control around the veggies.
That's not PE.
Yeah, it is. You're getting exercise. You're ripping big weeds
They're
out.
Getting bad backs at 10 years
no,
of age.
They'll be right. Kids are flexible.
Nah.
So there's my top tips on how to homeschool.
Fail,
and
Crevo.
Get all of your jobs done without doing any of them.
This is why you're not a teacher.
Not yet.
Nah, not happening. But we're...
Yeah, go.
Gonna get the latest with Hamish next.
That's right. Find out everything re-COVID-19, your updates and your details. It's that still to come here at New FM. You're waking up with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Maddie's still away for his COVID results pending, or not even that.
They're not even that. All we're legitimately waiting for is a letter from the doctor clearing him to come back.
That's right. The saying he's allowed to come back in the building.
Yeah, which work needs.
Yeah,
I get
fair
it.
Enough.
Protocol. Maddie's probably stoked, because he's getting an extra couple of mornings sleeping in.
Oh, he bloody loves it. Cheeky little fella.
Yeah.
Hamish is here now,
we're,
though.
We're keeping him away with hockey sticks, basically.
Exactly.
That's how
right.
seriously we're taking it.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't come back until you get that letter.
Yep. And Hamish, you are joining us for the latest everything re-COVID-19 yes. details, etc. What's going on?
Well, big pat on the back, New South Wales. No new cases in the states in the last 24 hours. That's the first time that's
brilliant.
Happened. Yep, that's the first time that's happened since it started. So that's really,
wow.
really good. Out of 6,000, over 6,000 tests conducted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the Premier saying, though, she'd like to get that up to around the 8,000 to 10,000 mark.
Mm-hmm.
We actually did get to over 10,000 a couple of times last week. But, yeah, no, very, very encouraging. Poor old Victoria, though, they have seen 17 new cases over the last 24 hours. They've got over 1,509 cases. They, of course, they had that big spike over that that meatworks, that abattoir.
Mm.
And that's seen them really struggle through the last couple of weeks. They're also reintroducing their... starting up schools as well too, so they're actually, in spite of that, they're actually starting to
like
relax.
Wow.
Yeah, they're starting to relax some of their restrictions.
Have they been the worst state affected?
Well, no, New South Wales is still
the worst.
Yeah, but Victoria has seen a pretty big spike in the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
So now the economy, it's the first stage of the relaxation will happen this Friday, and they're reckoning that will actually see a quarter of a million Australians go back to work, and that should add $3 billion to the economy, which is very, very good.
Yay.
So by the time that the third and final stage is reached, which is earmarked for July,
mm-hmm.
That should see about $9.4 billion a month into the economy. So
numbers, aren't they?
It is. And when you note that the schools actually will see millions and millions of dollars back into the economy as well,
mm.
I mean, you know, a cynic could say that's why they're opening the schools back up. But of course, that's very important.
No,
they get back in.
The kids need to get back
oh,
to school.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. But that's it will also be a big economic driver as well. Also, too, the JobKeeper subsidy scheme, there's a bit of concern that the government was actually considering scaling it back after it has a review next month. But the government's pretty much come out and said, no, we're not going to end it, but we may tailor it, because basically it was done in a big rush, and so it was a one-size-fits-all idea.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So they may actually change it so that if some parts of it work, they'll keep it. If other parts are perhaps not working, they'll change it.
Well,
so
if people are going back to work, Hamish, does that... Obviously, then less people will be getting JobKeeper then,
well,
too, won't it?
Maybe, but the thing is that businesses are still going to struggle, even months after this. So, and the criteria for being for having a job keeper for that business is that they've seen a downturn of 30%. Now, that's going to stay for a fair while, to be honest. So, businesses aren't going to recover all that quickly.
Yeah.
So it's entirely possible that they may keep it around for longer than that. And that's what Labor's pushing for in the unions as well. They want to see JobKeeper to be retained until probably the end of the year and perhaps even beyond that as well.
Right. Well, very interesting, and especially for a lot of businesses that, you know, are using that and relying on it at the moment.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, thank you very
Thanks,
much.
No worries, guys.
Well, that's another wrap on another day.
Yeah, Tuesday, second day in.
Yeah, I know. Woo. Back from holidays, feeling good.
So far. I had a nap yesterday.
Oh, good nap?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. So I'm definitely feeling it, though, in the afternoon.
Yeah, back the early mornings.
Yeah, like waking up early. I'm not used to it yet.
Yeah, well, it won't take long. We'll be back in business. That's a wrap on another day. Lizzie in next with 105 for commercial free. Kick that
See ya.
Off in minutes. See ya.
Reliable. Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
105.3
New FM.